It is such a beautiful summer morning today in 1825. Yesterday, the monks, nuns, and I, Sister Marie Isabel, visited Count Adolf Droste zu Fischering to thank him for giving us a piece of land for our monastery in 1795. We tried to make the best of it. As the Trappist order commands us, we spent our days in silence. We slept on the ground, going to sleep at 7 in the evening and getting up at midnight. We live from benevolent supporters and above all from our work in the fields, which supplied us with herbs and vegetables that we used to prepare our lunches, our only meal of the day. For a while, our brothers the monks also taught religious doctrine to boys from the area and from the Netherlands, Belgium, and France, as well as to be craftsmen. But not all their parents agreed with our modest living conditions and fetched their children home again. We were later forbidden to open a reform school. In general, the government tries everything to make life difficult for us. It started shortly after the nuns arrived in 1800. The Prince Elector prohibited our esteemed abbot, Eugène de la Prade, from officially opening a convent. We were always only tolerated. We are no longer allowed to live as a monastic community, nor are we allowed to accept novices. The police look very carefully to see whether we are really farming. We are not even allowed to wear our religious robes. When we have to leave the monastery, which we very rarely do, we wear normal clothes. And how hectic it is when the inspector comes back and inspects our monastery. Then we have to quickly throw on a smock to hide our clothes. Lord help us. How should a Trappist live like that? As early as 1814, the first of our group started making their way back to France. In 1815, a few of our monks founded the monastery Notre-Dame du Port du Salut in Entrammes. In 1816, some of our nuns founded the convent La Coudre in Laval. There are still 45 monks and nuns here in the monastery, but now we also have to go. Our Father Superior has just switched off the eternal light. They say that we can stay in the Ohlenberg Monastery in Alsace. We have become quite fond of our monastery on the Rosenthal, but as Trappists, we leave in silence. What else is there to say? Only that I hope that people do not forget that we had found refuge in Darfield for a short while. Adieu.